I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. My pleasure this week to have Kristen Sokol with me, professional dating coach at KristenSokol.com. And Dr. Tamara Sheffield is here, Senior Medical Director of Preventive Medicine at Intermountain Healthcare. I know this is sort of a topic that some people think, oh, why would you talk about that? Well, the topic is this controversy over Prince Harry's book, which is entitled Spare, as in his brother is the heir and he's the spare. And the Netflix series that Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan Markle, did, I hear two very strong opinions on opposite sides regarding this. On the one side, people say, how could they sell out their family for the millions of dollars they're making off those enterprises? And the other side says, we need to know that this was and has been an abusive situation for generations. And that no one should have to put up with that. And if this is the only way for us to know and for it to stop, then so be it. Do you have an opinion, Kristen, on this?
I do. I watched The Crown and I watched the Princess Diana movie that came out starring Kristen Stewart. And I certainly watched the Netflix series. And that's what I see is an abusive generational system that pits family members against family members. And so what Harry and Meghan are doing, first of all, I don't know what choice they have with the amount of animosity and trolls and threats. They have to make millions of dollars just to provide for their own security, right? So what else are they supposed to do? Because the institution is not providing for them, you know, in this manner. And these reforms should have happened certainly before Diana was, before her accident, before she was killed. So I don't know. I honestly feel like, as I've been thinking about it, that Harry and Meghan are giving the institution the love and logic version of natural consequences.
That's brilliant. I think that's brilliant. Dr. Sheffield, do you have an opinion on this?
You know, it should be my daughters here talking. They're a lot more like Kristen, where they would get up in the middle of the night to see every royal wedding and
yes.
And be very much engaged in what is going on with that family. I guess from my standpoint, I haven't been as involved in reading the details or watching the details. But what makes me sad is that it's all playing out in the public. These family issues. I mean, there's definitely, it's fraught with political intrigue and public, the press and all the rest of it on top of that. But when I think of and look at families and how siblings evolve in their relationships with each other in terms of their, you know, they have bad years and they have times when they just can't get together, but then they work through it and forgive each other and evolve to better relationships. When you've written it down in print, these things that are happening, how do you get past that ever and create a relationship again? When your family difficulties are played out in the public and everyone remembers it and no one forgives, how do you ever resolve that?
Yeah.
And I think that's the tragedy here is that I would never want to have my family arguments and hopefully resolutions be in print for everyone to read.
You know, the saddest part of that documentary for me was when Harry was talking about how it has been a tradition in the royal family for years that certain members will give dirt to the tabloids on another member to take the spotlight off them. And Harry and William promised each other, we'll never do that. And then Williams did it. Gave dirt to the tabloids on Meghan to get the spotlight off something else in the family. And it just, so I don't even know how much of their relationship is private. It seems like they live in public. Well, enough of that. Before the time is gone, Dr. Sheffield, would you speak to the fact that it's not too late to get your flu shot?
Oh, thanks for that opportunity, Amanda. And I would love to do that. So interestingly enough, we had a very high and early peak of flu cases. As you all know, in December, we were all sick. Everybody was passing influenza around. And we've seen a really sharp decrease in the number just in the last couple of weeks. But last year, the same thing happened. We had a decrease. We had the Omicron variant come through here in January. When that went down again in February and all throughout the spring, we had another surge of influenza. And so I just wanted to let the public know, even though they may be seeing cases decreasing right now, it is still very much worth people's while to go and get their influenza vaccine, because we could see a second wave. And that frequently can happen. And so it's just best for us to be protected. And we have a much lower rate of vaccination this year than we have in previous years. Mm-hmm. It was a warm fall. People just didn't get out and get their vaccines. Once November hit, they've been tracking and getting as many vaccines as they did in the past. But we still have a lot of unvaccinated individuals out there that can be passing along a disease that can land you in the hospital and is deadly for small infants and for older individuals and people with chronic illnesses. So again, just an encouragement, keep up to date with all your vaccines, whether it's your childhood vaccines, your COVID or your influenza.
May I ask you, Dr. Sheffield, is it true with the flu vaccine, like it is with the COVID vaccine, that you could still get the flu, but it won't be as severe because you had the vaccine? Is that true?
That is true, yes, because it allows your body to respond more quickly to the virus. And so we find it's what these things prevent is not necessarily always preventing you from catching the virus, but it prevents you from ending up in the emergency room, ending up in the hospital, and for that small number of individuals dying from it as well.
Any thoughts on this topic, Kristen, about people getting sick this winter? Oh, I just have to share this and then I'll let you talk, Kristen. Dr. Sheffield gave me this website, which I am now addicted to. It's called germwatch.org, germwatch.org. And I go on there and I can see exactly what everybody has around me. Oh, okay. This is the number one thing. This is the number two thing. But these are going down. And this is the number three thing, but it's going up.
Yeah, you know, I love that kind of stuff, too. So I'm really glad to have that website. Say the name again.
It's germwatch.org.
Yes, I love any and all information and stats coming in and out. So, and it does seem like, gosh, everybody I know is sick. So it'd be really nice to know what they have and if I am vaccinated against it. And I have to say, I've had all my COVID vaccinations that have been recommended for me and the flu shot. And this is the wellest I've been.
I
find vaccinations totally worthwhile. I don't know why you wouldn't want them.
The time is gone, but I just want to say thank you for that. And Dr. Sheffield, thank you for the reminder. I hope that we get some people vaccinated and help them stay healthy. Please come back and see me again, both of you.
Thank you so much, Amanda. And it's good to be with you, Kristen.
Always a pleasure. Great to meet you.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll see you next week here on A Woman's View.
Thank you. I'll get it myself.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.